On today's edition of Mondays with Miles, Dr. Brand, we're going to talk about the current allegations facing Tim Donaghy in the NBA. Very shocking situation, we've heard.
It is a shocking situation. Whenever officials are involved in gambling and sports wagering, it really questions the integrity of the game. You know, Josh, I have to really compliment Commissioner Stern for the way he's handled this. He was very forthright in describing the situation. He stood up and answered all the questions that the media had to suggest. And what impressed me was the in-depth approach that the NBA has taken in the past and certainly going forward in how they handle officiating questions. They have a cadre of serious people there who are working hard to make sure that this doesn't happen. But it does show that even with the best background checks and good people working on it, there's always the possibility it could happen.
Now, the NCAA does take a hardline stance on sports wagering, and we have a huge promotional campaign called Don't Bet On It. What is behind this campaign?
You know, sometimes the NCAA has been criticized for its hard line on sports wagering, and I don't regret that for a moment, and we will continue to do that, obviously. For example, whenever a student-athlete is engaged in activities such as a pool, even what a seemingly innocent pool, we'll come down very hard on them, and anyone associated with the athletic programs at our campuses, we will do that. We do part of it as education, of course. And Don't Bet On It is a theme. We have very nice blue bracelets for that. And other things that we've tried to do in all three divisions. We ran to get ahead of the curve several years ago. We ran a very extensive survey to figure out what are the behaviors and what do we have to guard against. And we're also very strict on enforcement. You know, enforcement depends a lot on getting the right information. And we've done something quite unusual, certainly different from the past. We've entered into a relationship with some of the leaders in the Las Vegas casino world on sports wagering. Now, we don't always agree with people in Las Vegas and the casino, surely, but in this particular case, there's a confluence of interests. Namely, they want honest games and games with integrity. That's important for their industry, and obviously we want honest games. They are very good at tracking what appears to be bets, both legal and illegal bets being placed, and they come to us with that information when they have it, and of course both parties pass it on immediately to the officials, almost always the FBI.
Now, why do we care so much if student-athletes and athletics administrators engage in sports wagering? I have to think it has to do with protecting our student-athletes.
It in part is protecting the student-athletes because organized crime is deeply involved in it, and some of the horror stories about physical harm that come to student-athletes who are engaged in it, as well as life-wrecking incidents. But it's more than that, too. It's also protection of the integrity of the game. And we want to make sure that we don't turn sports, professional sports or college sports, into what professional wrestling has become, you know, fixed events. They have to have fairness and opportunity. You can't know what the final outcome is going to be before the game starts. That just robs the fan of all the pleasure, but also it robs the players and the coaches and everyone else of the integrity of the game. So I think the main thing is to keep the integrity of the game intact. And anything to do with sports wagering and people who are engaged in sports wagering, particularly organized crime, we want to make sure, to the best of our ability, doesn't happen.
Well, this is a very hot issue, and I agree with you. I think David Stern and the NBA have done a great job in handling it. We'll keep an eye on it.
You bet.
Thanks, Dr. Brand.